Okay.
And for those that are on Zoom tonight, this is just a work meeting to answer questions that have been sent in, and also for the town council so that we have some good information and can vote next month. So there won't be any public comments tonight. Okay, Jess.
Okay. So, what are you doing? Who's the telephone?
Okay. I can't make it big and stay within Zoom, can I?
Yeah, you can. So you have to hit share screen.
I did that.
And you have this as the shared screen?
Yep.
Shouldn't it be highlighted green?
It is. You are sharing
screen.
Oh. Mine does it differently. Sorry.
Oh.
Mine outlines the box that you're sharing in green. So that's what I was looking for.
I mean, that would be helpful.
It tells you which screen you're sharing. That's out. And then, so now go to view. Slideshow.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Someone online, can you see Jessica's screen of this slideshow?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry. So to kind of repeat myself. So the pedestrian pathway will be on the December 7th regular meeting to vote on whether to go forward with the project the way that it was presented to the Highway Joint Committee, go forward with the project with changes, such as it going around the pavilion, down to the bathrooms, and then not all the way to the government corrals like it was originally said, or to say no to the grant and to not move forward with the project. So tonight, the purpose of this meeting ultimately is to review public comments given by the public, to present the factual information of this project and to answer any questions the council has to help them have a clear understanding of the project so that they can feel confident in making decisions for that December 7th meeting. Here's how this meeting is gonna go. So first thing I'm gonna go over is to address the public's comments and concerns. And I do wanna specify, so I'm not gonna go back on anything that has been said since the July 19th meeting. So just because we wrote the Q&A, it is on the website for that. And so this is things that have come up since that July special meeting. And so as we talk about this, if you're like, wait, I thought about that, let's still talk about it if it's something you remember. But the ones that I'm specifically going to talk about are ones that have come up since that special meeting, only because I already went over them in the July meeting. And then the petition, we will have conversations about that because that was also asked to be brought up, and then official letters, and we'll explain that one. So one of the first things that I wanted to talk about was we were specifically asked that the town look into the pathway being asphalt instead of concrete, and then to have prices attached to actually show the data, not just say it'll be less or more. So when I went in to start getting this information, I contacted Jones and DeMille and then a separate engineering company. And when I did, they let me know. So this is through UDOT. It is a grant through UDOT, but this is actually a government grant. And so with it being like a federal grant, there are requirements that contractors, engineers, people in the project are not allowed to actually talk about specific numbers on this project until there are until the project managers is in place and they ask for official bids. If these businesses, these contractors, these engineers are found talking about numbers and bids beforehand, it can actually eliminate them from the chance of being able to do the project. And so this was one of those hard things that I started looking into the information, but I can't actually get the actual numbers without making it so that they are not able to do the project, which is not something we want to do. And so I at least wanted to address this part because it is something that we looked into. But to be able to actually provide specific numbers, we will not be able to do that until it is decided if we do or do not move forward with the project. If we do, this is something that will happen a little bit later on in the project with the project manager. I do want to say, though, that when this was put together, Jones and DeMille is the one who helped create the application. And Jones and DeMille used specifically Linden is the one who helped do this. And he has many, many years of experience doing all sorts of different projects, but specific projects like this, one's using concrete, asphalt, knowing the area, which is the benefit of why we use someone like Jones and DeMille instead of using like someone out of St. George or Cedar, because they know where the things are. And so part of that, you know, if we are in any other area, and maybe not any other, many other areas do asphalt, and it's because they're close to a batch plant. And the batch plant makes it a lot easier for asphalt. That actually makes it cheaper than concrete for a lot of different places. But for us to be able to do asphalt, we would have to bring a batch plant here to Boulder, which just makes the price go up a lot more. And so when I actually talked to both the engineers too, the conversation of the existing pathway, where it is going to be hard in some sections to actually have the equipment needed for paving to fit on the pathway. And the biggest section for that was right in front of the White House. So like the actual equipment to fit it down there with that slope would just make it harder, not doable. It just means that we'd have to like knock the fence back, take a lot more of the willows out to be able to fit it down there. And so this was based off of the many years of his experience saying that concrete would be the best for this area compared to asphalt. Now, it's not something we can't do later on, but it is off of the engineer's recommendation to use concrete. Yeah, Connor?
If anybody remembers all the projects that went on over in Esplanade, where they repaved the roads and stuff like that, the main drive, did anybody run into those asphalt plants that were coming over Boulder Road? That was a project. It took them hours to block off traffic and do things to get in and come up out of the cap trick and all over. Man, that was a chore.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I think that's the biggest thing, right? When we talk about concrete and we talk about asphalt, it's not just as simple as like the material we use, but where we are located. It's like, how do we get it here? How far is it going to be to get it here? And then the equipment that's required for that. And that was one of the biggest concerns, was the batch plant being needed for asphalt. And then, the equipment that is used for paving. Now, the other side of that is people and their concern about concrete, which is a very valid concern when you talk about concrete. And so the same thing, how far does it have to travel? And that was one of the biggest things of talking with Jones and DeMille, that they know where to bring it in from, how to make sure it lasts if we create it here. And so just really remembering that when this project was created from the very beginning, it was laid out by an engineer, not by any of the council members, not by Jimmy. This was completely engineered by an engineer, the information that we are given. So with that one, I'm going to move on. 90 days of construction, starting in October of 2024, will have significant impact on the businesses. And this is one of those that has partial information throughout, but is not quite stated in the correctness of it. So 90 days is a date that we specifically said, and when talking to the engineers, would be the length of the entire project. So this would be all the way around the pavilion, down through the park, and then in front of the businesses. And so the entire project would be the 90 days, but they're actually going to do this part, this project in sections. So in, So we'll do it in parts of sections. So the town will go through the process of signing the contract. So October 2024, we'll actually start the process of entering into a contract with the federal government. This is the very first time that we actually start, like we have said yes to the grant for sure, and then we enter into a contract. So that's where that October 2024 date came into play. When we start that process of entering into the contract, then Boulder Town will be signed a project manager. This doesn't happen immediately. It's not within days. It's going to take some time for UDOT to actually put this project manager in place. And once they do, that is when this project manager will start the planning process. So they'll actually start the plans, start making out the details, start the bidding of things. And then construction will not start until 2025. There's just there's too much time that is needed for all the planning. And so during that time is when we are able to really work with the project manager, let them know that it is extremely important to the town to make sure that the businesses are impacted the least amount of possible, and to make sure that we don't just start building a sidewalk in April or in September, but to make sure that they know that maybe it's something that we do, say, in July when it's slower with tourism, or something we maybe do in early spring or late fall. It is harder with concrete, you know, to do in the colder months, but it's definitely not out of the picture. Excuse me. And so it's definitely something that the town gets to have a conversation about. You know, it's once that project manager is in place, we get to put those specific guidelines around that. This is really important. We need to make sure that in these specific sections, we do during this time with the least of effect as possible. And that's how we'll also take bids. And so this is one of those things that we get to work with the project manager, and kind of along with that. So, sorry, this part's going to see here if you're in public, but what are going to be the effects on the, or to the businesses while construction on the path is going on? And just to give a reminder, so we are just so seriously at the beginning of this project, like the very beginning. So we don't have exact dates right now. We don't have length of when the construction will be in each different section. That will all happen with the project manager once that is put into place. Each different section or, you know, different area is going to take a certain amount of time. But saying in front of the businesses, you know, like a week here, a week there for this section and this. Yeah, Connor.
Did I hear you right to say you're going to sit down with the construction manager to say, divvy up where you want to start and everything else? Because if you're starting early, you want to start up where the businesses are and get them out of the way first.
Or opposite, like, depending on when. I mean, that's the thing, is that we have the leeway of having, right? This is a project that is created by the town. Okay. And so the project manager doesn't need to be like, here's the best of my recommendations. And we're like, yeah, that's awesome. We have to make sure that we're not, you know, starting in front of the businesses at a really crazy busy time, yeah, where depending on when it is, maybe that's fine to do in the park because it doesn't matter as much. It doesn't affect. Yeah. So yes, that is something that we have control over. Now, there will be certain things that say, you know, we really want a certain company to do a part of it, and maybe they're not available when we want them to do it. Say we're like, we want to do this project in July. It's really slow during that. Can we do the whole thing? Yes or no. And then maybe they'll be like, you know what? That's great, but we actually can't do it in July. So there will be a little few things like that that could happen. But hopefully getting them out there and having it scheduled ahead of time will kind of know and be able to have that say. Okay. So it's our say at the end of the day, you know, the town gets to have that say. The project manager just helps put it all in place.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So when we talk about like the different areas and the scope of the project and saying like in front of the businesses, when you really look at it, especially if you're driving down the road, you'll see my starting point is always the fire hydrant at the Boulder Mountain Lodge. And so at the fire hydrant going south, there will be curb and gutter along the Boulder Mountain Lodge. So it's right in front of their fence line. Right now there are poles and rocks in front of it right now. That's where the cars park along the highway right there. So that specific area is going to have curb and gutter. It'll actually be like a cement walkway. And this being put into place, so none of the rest of the project north of that will actually be curb and gutter. So it will just be, a concrete pathway. So no curb and gutter will go through around the pavilion or through the park, just because it was kind of the way that it was already engineered was to have natural runoff. And so through the park, it will just be the flat, no curb and gutter. And the reason this, two parts of kind of why this came up. So Nicole, the Burr Trail Grill, the owner of the Burr Trail Grill, had actually talked to the town previous before this project even was talked about the drainage that happens in front of her business. And if you notice in the summertime, especially when we have the monsoon seasons, her whole parking lot actually washes out. And the way that the culvert is there, it's just not doing the job that it's supposed to be doing and hasn't for quite a few years. And so every year she has to redo her parking lot, and it costs quite a bit of money for her. And so this was something that she brought up to the town a while ago. And so when this project was actually brought up, this was a big part of why curb and gutter was talked about going in front of the businesses. And it is to support the drainage of the water in front of the businesses and then going down into Nicole's. Right now there is a culvert at the end. So right there by the stop sign, there is a culvert that actually runs underneath the highway, and the water is put out like into the field by Kelly and Yvonne's. So that's where that culvert goes. And so that was actually when they put in for this grant, Jimmy and Lyndon also put in for another grant at the same time to help support an even bigger project for the drainage. So it was to be right there, part of the drainage issue at that Bertrail Grill. Now, we did not get the grant for that part, but it's something that we're going to talk about trying to get again, if that's something that the town is interested in. But it really is to support the drainage for the businesses, especially Nicole. Yes, Conrad.
Now, has anybody discussed what type of curb and gutter they're going to put in? Is it going to be the L shape, or can it be more of the gradual slope?
We haven't talked about it specifically just because, again, it'll go in when the project manager puts in detail. But, you know, like we talked to Nicole and, you know, like one of her concerns is those two trees. So the stop sign, and then there's the two trees kind of right closest to the highway, and making sure that those can stay if possible. And the way that, like, so the amount of space that we need just for like the 8 foot, there's plenty of space. Mm-hmm. And not only do we not have to like dig ground to make it, we're actually going to build up the ground around it. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully it'll keep those roots. But then we also talked about it by putting in curb and gutter, it almost takes away the water of the trees. And so if there's a way of putting like a little, what is that, when you like cut out the concrete so the water can run down there just a little bit by the trees.
Yeah.
Doing things like that. And so those are the things that we kind of have a list of that when we get to talk to the project manager, we'll get to mention, you know, like watering those trees with the natural water would be really helpful.
There could be many things with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's the conversation is, you know, kind of gathering the information that specific things like that, that we get to talk about the project manager.
Aesthetic wise, you know.
I know Mr. Concrete guy over there.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I mean, that's that point, right, Conrad? I know nothing about concrete in that sense of an L, and Jimmy knows a little bit. I'm not sure how much Elizabeth or Gladys or Judy know, but that's why we're not designing the project. That's why there's a project manager. You don't want us deciding those things.
There's a lot of different options, so it's just whatever is aesthetic to pleasing the people.
We'll bring you in, Conrad.
No, thank you. No, I've had my course.
All right. So along with the curb and gutter, just to really spell out, so there will be the curb and gutter in front of the Boulder Mountain Lodge and then the Bertrail Grill parking, but there will also be driveways. And so actually each business, the way that they're set up, will have two driveways that will be created with this project. And when I say driveways, I mean concrete driveways.
Approaches.
Hey, even better.
Approaches.
Okay.
There you go.
We'll just change that word later. It'll say approaches will be created at the entrance.
There you go.
So the Boulder Mountain Lodge, so their main entrance. And then it, just right below that, the Boulder Mountain Lodge has their employee parking. And so those will be two separate, what did you just say? Approaches.
Yes.
Here, I'm going to write this word down. Okay, there will be two separate approaches for the Boulder Mountain Lodge on each one of those parts. And then Nicole for the Bertrail Grill will actually have two as well. And we want to protect, so behind her coffee shop, which that's the tumbleweed, she has back access to her property through there. There's a gate back there. She has a shed that they put a lot of things in. And then a lot of times one of their employees will park there for the tumbleweed so that they have more parking for their guests. And so we want to protect that for her. And so making sure that that is actually an approach so that they don't have to just go up the sidewalk anytime that they want to park there. So Nicole will have that one right there behind the tumbleweed. And then she'll also have one there right off of Highway 12 for their main entrance off of into the Bertrail Grill and the tumbleweed. There will still be access to these businesses while the sidewalk is being done. And that's the part, right? So we're not going to be doing the approaches at the exact same time as we are going to be doing the curb and gutter. They'll do the curb and gutter along the frontage of the lodge. During that time, yes, it'll take about a week or two. You will not be able to park against there just because of the construction that will be going on. Then the same thing, so the approaches. And when they looked into this, both of those businesses luckily have separate entrances off of the Bertrail. And so it is actually not closing them. It'll make it so that they have the time to do the work, the quality work for those places, and it shouldn't take, I mean, I would say a week tops, but it should be just a couple days for those places to be closed. And both businesses have been made aware of this, and they know, and the steps that we'll take, or that they will have to take. And again, we have the time to put that into place, since it won't happen until 2025. So as they get closer, we can work with the businesses on that. Okay, so then one of the other questions, so what is the parking of both businesses going to look like once the project is complete? So the parking that you have in your current parking lots for the businesses is going to be the same. There's enough room in front of the Burr Trail Grill to have an 8-foot pathway along Highway 12 without taking up any of the parking. We've measured it quite a few times, and there is plenty of room between the highway and the trees. And even speaking to Nicole, you know, it's something that if we absolutely had to do on the other side of the trees, we don't know why we would have to. But there's also room on that side. And we've had those conversations with Nicole. A better use of UDOT money would be to extend the gravel pathway down to Hills and Hollows and up to the Anasazi to help pedestrians be safer. And I think that this is something that, you know, has been talked about quite a bit. And this idea is definitely something that the town has talked about, is interested in doing. But I think it's to make it a all access pathway, if it was to be something to be put in and not just a gravel pathway, to make sure that we aren't just creating a pathway for pedestrians, but for all people, especially bicyclists. I mean, if we're running pathways that long, it would be ideal to be able to have bikes have a safe place up and down the highway. But the biggest thing is that we just do not have the ability to take this grant money and apply it to a project like that. And so it's definitely something that we can look into later. The town has mentioned it in, you know, past conversations, that it's something that definitely could be looked into if they want to. Those are the main concerns that were voiced, that were written in since the July meeting. If there's any that you have heard or you want to talk about that I can maybe help answer, or if you want to talk about any of the ones in depth more that I brought up, we can definitely do that now before I move on to the next portion. And we can talk about it in whole at the end of the meeting too. So, all right, everyone's good. Okay, this part I didn't actually, so that was just a slideshow for that. Maybe you just weren't as bored. I'm going to continue talking, so sorry. Hopefully you don't fall asleep. So the next part is what Mayor Drain talked about, and it is the petition. The petition was presented to the town council in the September 3rd meeting by Gene Ziegler. It isn't something that the council was able to discuss since being presented with it. So the mayor wanted to discuss the petition, like she said earlier. And the main thing was just no one went looking for this. It was more that people on the council had already, you know, spoken to the certain individual. They saw their name on the petition and were like, whoa, I thought I had a whole conversation with you. And I thought we had an understanding of how you felt on it. And so they revisited these people and just kind of asked, you know, what kind of changed your mind? And in that conversation, there was quite a few things that were brought up that were really misleading and was not actual facts when it was being talked about. And so we wanted to really just revisit a few of those things and just make sure that the right information is out there for the council, for the public to feel comfortable, more comfortable about just having that correct information. And one of the things that really got brought up was the color of the pathway. So if it is concrete, in one of the meetings, the public asked if we could color the concrete. And it was talked about, you know, yes, we can definitely color it. It's even something that we can ask the town later on in details, you know, if we want to color it. You can color it any color you want. And then it was brought up that with this product, the town had decided that it would be bright fire engine red. And so a lot of people were really not happy about it being fire engine red. And that's not really something that was talked about. It was more like the color red matching the Capitol Reef that they do over there to match the red rock. And again, it's something that we can talk about later. If the town really wants it fire engine red, let's go for it, if that's the consensus. I'm not sure it will be, but yes. So these are all those details, right, that we got to put in place. These will be asked certain things that if the town has opinions on it, we will ask that and get those details as that project manager comes into place. One of the other things was the town has to come up with over $700,000 to pay for this project. Because of that, our town taxes would go up. The other point that was said was that the town must come up with the $700,000 to pay for the project. So the town will have to take out a loan that the state is requiring. This is one really big one that we want to make sure there is no confusion on this one. Neither of these statements are true. Boulder Town was awarded a grant through the Joint Highway Committee or the Highway Joint Committee. The town is responsible for covering 6.77% of the total cost of the project. Right now, that project is projected to be $683,000. So Boulder would be responsible for $46,239. And then the town would be given $636,761 from this grant that the town does not have to pay back. The other portion that we're responsible for, the $46,239, we currently have this funding in an account right now through our Road BNC. I've talked about this Road BNC money before. It's something that as a town person, I wouldn't ever really know what that means. And the biggest thing is that the Road BNC money is money that we get for transportation through the state. It's given to us off of a formula of how many miles of road we have, population of Boulder, a few other things of how we get that money. So we already have that money. We did go and ask the county. The county has committed to giving us $10,000, and they did actually ask or tell us to come back next year and ask for more, and they would probably be able to give us more towards that. And so we have the money, but even more so, we're working on covering the cost. So this would have no effect on taxpayers' taxes also. So we have the money available. This is not something that we'd have to go over or to ask the town to pay taxpayers to pay for at all. Other things that were said, the pathway being upgraded to concrete would make it so the businesses would lose a lot of business, and that would affect them so much that they would have to close. This is something that I kind of addressed with in the beginning of this, but the town really does care about the businesses a lot and wants to support them as much as they can. And so this is something that, yes, there will be some impact because of the construction that is going to happen, like most projects, but it is something that the town wants to make sure is taken with the highest amount of care, making sure that it is extremely minimal as we go into this project, because it is something that is, I mean, that's, as this grant was talked about, brought into place, it was, you know, how to help the businesses as we bring forth this project, not how to hurt them. Also, so I kind of stated this in the other section of this, but it was something that was also stated when we talked to quite a few of the petition signers, and it was that the pathway project would start in October, which is one of the busiest months that would greatly hurt the businesses. And I went over this part, just having that exact, the October date of 2024 is a true date, but it's when we start the project with the project manager, not necessarily the project will start. Also, the $46,000 the town must come up with. A lot of people made the comment that they thought it should be used something like for housing or for other issues that are within the town. And this is kind of what I stated before too. We don't have the ability of using Road BNC money for just anything. So we can't use it for housing things. We can't use it for certain projects. It does have to do with transportation, which, because this is a transportation grant, we have the ability to use this money, but we can't actually use this money for hardly anything. It is for updating roads, transportation, sides of the roads, things like that. So even though that would be amazing to be able to put that in for housing, we do not have the ability. Another big one was that everyone on Highway 12 would lose the ability to park on the sides of the highway. This one is specifically the only businesses and areas that have parking along the highway really is just in front of the Boulder Mountain Lodge and the Burr Trail Grill. And so this project will not change parking along Highway 12. So putting this project in, it only runs a small length of Highway 12. So saying that all parking or certain businesses along Highway 12 would lose their parking is really incorrect, especially since it's only running in front of the lodge and the grill. The pathway would be 10 feet wide. Again, we just want to reiterate. So yes, it is a large, it is a very wide concrete path. It is an 8-foot concrete path, but it is not 10. And the reason that it's 8 feet is to support bicycles being able to pass each other going in opposite directions. And that was that, like, all access. So we're not just talking about a walking path. It's a pedestrian path of all access being able to have bikes, which meant that we had to have them be able to pass in different directions. And then the project is going to take over a year. And during all that time, all the businesses in the parking lot and parking will be blocked. So same thing, we're just trying to address that, you know, it's not going to be the full 90 days. It definitely will not take over a year. There will just be small section in front of the businesses that will take in small sections to make sure that we do it in the least amount of possible or having to have them, you know, be affected at all. So those are the biggest ones with the petition. And I think that's one of those where just knowing the information that was given to some of those people, because it had already been, sorry, I'm just submitting a couple of people. Mostly because it was already people I'd been talked to, or specifically had been called council members or talked to them. So that is the biggest part of the petition. Does anyone have any questions about the petition or any of the ones that I talked about? There needs to be any clarity or any other questions you have?
Nope.
Okay. So originally when this grant came about and we were talking and presented it, when it was presented for the council and to the public, it was under the impression that the council had to say yes or no to this project to give the joint committee an answer by the 1st of September. And this was a date that Chris Potter explained that the town council could go before the joint committee to ask about making any changes or turning down the project. So this was definitely a date, a true date. But what he also said is that we didn't have to have an answer by then, that the joint committee did meet every 6 months. And so the town actually had two more opportunities past that to say yes or no to the project and go forward and ask for any other changes. So, you know, it was part of the thing when it was presented to the public and the public saying, you know, slow things down, please take the time. Once we found out that that date was not a set in stone date, that we didn't have to have it by the 1st of September, the project was slowed down by the town, and it gave us the opportunity to really research a lot of these things for us to have the special meeting, for us to have this work meeting to be able to gather the information that was needed so that we can answer those additional questions that was had. And so we want to make sure that going forward to, if this project has, if it is voted on yes in December, there is going to be a big lull. Like, it'll say, you, the council will say, yes, we want to move forward with it. And then there's going to be a big portion. We will go and ask the joint committee if there are changes that were wanted to be changed. And then after that, there's going to be a good amount of downtime. And so just making sure that people understand this isn't just going to be a lot of information. We won't really talk about it much in meetings, except for when it kind of gets close and we talk about details. So just so kind of everyone knows going forward as well, kind of the layout of the project, you know, once this is said yes or no, if it is yes, there will be some time until that project manager gets put in October 2024. Yeah,
Elizabeth. The next Joint Highway Committee meeting, is it February or March?
February.
Thanks.
It's February and September.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so then the same thing he said two. That doesn't really make it two for us. He said you'd have two more options, but if it's by October, we would almost miss it by signing in. I mean,
in September.
Or, oh, that's why. September. So we do have two.
February and September.
Okay. Yeah. So see. Okay. So there are two more of being able to present the changes, if there are any, to the joint committee. One of the other things when researching this, and just kind of the conversation that has come up a few times that was asked to kind of present and to remind everyone. So this project was something that was put in place before Jimmy ever went and got this grant. This walking pedestrian path already existed and has existed for many years.
No.
The council is not creating a Sorry, I can just tell someone's not on mute. The council's not creating a whole new pathway that would need to go before the planning commission to be researched, to get feedback, and then to find funding. That was already done when the gravel pathway was created. This is maintaining the existing pathway through upgrading it. By upgrading the pathway to concrete, it will help with the erosion problems that exist and with the current path while making it an all-use pathway at the time. The town is fortunate that UDOT is funding the town to do their own required maintenance on the pathway. The town did not have to open this up to public comment because it is upgrading a path that already exists. But it is extremely important to the town council to make sure to receive feedback from the town on this project, which is why the town council presented this project in an open meeting, had discussed it in a few open meetings, had asked for public comment in the open meetings, held a public hearing, held a special meeting with UDOT representatives and the Jones and DeMille engineer. The council appreciates the public showing up and voicing their opinions. The council has been listening to the public. Certain things, like even, you know, the original pathway was to start at the government corrals and then stop at the pavilion. And it was a public member, a public member who said, wouldn't it be nice if we are going to do ADA to make it go all the way down to the bathrooms and around? And so certain things like that, you know, these are things that the public has brought up, and they are things that the council is listening to and spending the time investigating, researching, and then trying to get those answers to. The council has been trying to include the public as much as they can, and will continue to do so if this pathway is considered to move forward. So that's all I have for you tonight. There's a lot of information that's been put out, and I do want to say, it's been hard the way that our website is to find the information. If you just want to go and look at where we have all this information. Yeah. And so I want to show, so for everyone, actually, let me make sure on Zoom too. Sorry, let me screen share first.
Are you going to show those three diagrams?
Yes.
You are good.
I got you. All right. So on the town website, under the town government right here, there's a section that says letters and comments. And so in this, and this is just something I have been completed today. So this wasn't here previous. So if you don't think you miss it, I've just been trying to make it more accessible to the public. And this was something that hopefully will help. It's not as formatted as Greeley. I just tried getting it up today so that it is somewhere. So for right now, it's under this pedestrian path information. And you just click right on it. And each one of these is a link. So I'll put a little bit more information on each one. So this is like a whole project that was presented, like it's the documents that were presented to the Joint Highway Committee. This is the UDOT funds awarded. This is that pedestrian path Q&A that we talked about in July, in that special July meeting. A lot of the pedestrian path public comments. And this is one of those, I'm just going to kind of briefly show everyone. So there was quite a few public comments that were sent in. We had meetings, so I was able to attach them. These are public comments that have not been shown to the public only because I didn't know where to attach them. So this is a spot. We have received these. I wanted everyone to be able to see. So I've attached all of the letters that were sent on behalf of the ped path. And so I'll just add them in as they continue coming in. But for right now, you'll see you can go through these at any time. You can read them. And so you can see as they go. And I want to address also a comment.
Let us see the names so we can go egg their houses.
You do that on your own time. You asked me to keep this meeting short, Conrad.
Make sure you invite Ray to come with you.
Soon. Yeah.
Because he wants nothing else to do this evening.
He wants to go egging. And so I put this on here so that everyone can see. We will update this. In this portion, you will also see this. It says official letters of support. And this is kind of one of those that is going to need a little bit of background, and we want to give it to you. And hopefully the truth of that background can continue as well as it's talked about. So a few months ago, we got a phone call from Jones and DeMille from the governor's office. And the governor's office had gotten a call from a local member of Boulder Town. And it was about the concern that council members were specifically attacking business owners with this project and asking for support from the governor's office to stop the project. And so they reached out to us, the governor's office did, and asked that, I mean, first they reached out to the engineers because they're the ones who, you know, turned the project in. And then, that was weird. And then they directly called myself and we had a talk with them also about the details of it. We had quite a few different conversations with UDOT. And then also the mayor went to a mayor's meeting, five counties mayor meeting, where Governor Cox actually sought out and talked to Mayor Drain. And he knew her by name, approached her, "Hey, Mayor Drain, I want to talk to you about a few things." And one of them was this pedestrian path. And with that, after their conversation that they had, he was like, you know, this is something that aligns with what I have wanted to put in. Can I please write a letter to the town? And so in this official's letter, you'll see that there is a letter here from Governor Cox that he wrote and sent over. And then there's also one here. This is not on official letterhead, but it's so Monty Aldridge. He is over the Region 4, which is our region, through UDOT. And he also wrote a letter, and then Garfield County. So we just put, so if you're looking at the title and it says officials letters, this is why. And I mean, we can take the time to go over the governor's letter, but I really want to make sure that people understand this is not something that the town went looking for. This is not something that the town was like, hey, let's just call up the governor and ask him to take a care in this project for the town. This is something that he reached out to after a towns member had called his office, and he wanted to actually get to the bottom of it and get all the answers. And so this is a letter that he wrote, and you can see it is in support of the pathway, of an all users pathway. And so this is something that, as I've had these talks, I've talked with many members very high up in UDOT, many people in the governor's office, just really trying to make sure that the information that was given was correct, was the actual factual information of just the project that was presented and that is going to be going into place. And so as you see these are letters that were written, and they're going to be in that spot as well on the website. So they're the official's letter. And then to attach the ped path petition is also there. All these things, except for the few public comments and then the officials, they've all been posted on previous agendas, but they are, we've tried to re-put these here now.
Can we see it?
Excuse me? We're actually not, because we've already gone over it, and this is the meeting for the council. So if you want to pull that up at any time, you're more than welcome to. It's already been something that's been presented, and we've brought it up quite a few times. So if it's something you want to go over, if the council wants to bring it up, I have no problem doing that.
Jessica, did you intentionally mute yourself? Hello?
No, Peg, I certainly did not mean to mute myself. Okay. I don't know if I said it. The next part that I want to...
Ray, wait for me.
How long was Jessica muted?
Probably when I clicked on screen share. All right, so in this part, so we just, and it's still, it's hard because it's such a long pathway to actually have like a map. So I printed the map off for you guys to have.
On the website as well.
These are, yeah. So I pulled that right off of tonight's work meeting. And so, man, I wish you could see this on one, but I can't. Okay. So you can see that this is the original. So this is what was presented to the Highway Joint Committee. And as you can see, so it was started down here at the government corrals, goes up. So right here, this is the Burr Trail Grill. We go right here in front. This is like the lodge employee parking, the lodge driveway. We go up from it, starting in here. This is all along. This is like the church's house up. And then right here is what actually enters off of the highway into the town park.
Is that by the gate?
Yep. Yes. Yeah, this is the gate. So this is the gate. And then you will enter in through here. And then up here. And then it stopped at the pavilion. And so, like I said, that was one of the things that was talked about in a public meeting that someone had brought up. You know, if we're going to do this, we should just go all the way around the pavilion down to the restrooms. So this one kind of shows.
Original, it's saying that that's the one that was included in the application.
Correct. And that's not the exact one because I redid it myself. So I didn't pull that out of the application, but it's the basics of.
Original means the application.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can even change that if that makes more sense for people too. Sure. I'm going to start with Plan B only because it has such a zoomed in area. So when we talk about it having the concrete around the pavilion, this is what we're talking about. So the blue marks are the two accesses up into the pavilion, over to the bridge. I should stop using my finger. Over to the bridge, make sure that it goes all the way down to the restroom. And then this is kind of the sideway from the restrooms up, and it will connect this whole way. So this gives the best view of right there at the pavilion is what is talked about. So
now I understood at one time that that went up and across and up to the museum.
What?
It's
the sidewalk was asked to go
no
from there on up to the museum.
Not this specific grant.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was actually
years ago we talked about. Okay. That's when we talked about
original.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So the original plan of the park, and it's actually something that I have recently found that does have the concrete, the sidewalks put into the map. And so it was something that was talked about clear back when the park was put in. Again, it's funding, it's money. And so, you know, this specific one just goes to right here. It does make it accessible. If we ever decide to do something like that, you could run it out of the park and then down to the school or up to the Anasazi from here, because this does exist as it is. But this specific grant is for this starting right here.
Okay. And so going the other direction, where did it end on Plan B? If we did?
Yep. So, and I'm actually going to go back to Plan A only because I want to kind of go in order. Just Plan B showed the pavilion part So this is the one that's been talked about. So it eliminates the part down here at the government corrals. It just starts/stops right here at the Burr Trail Grill, and then goes up, you know, along the Highway 12, enters in the
So the bottom part, the only change is the
Just the government corrals.
Just want to make sure. And is there any other change in Plan A?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going up. And so the Plan A is including this. So see, this was kind of hard to see
it's
in this.
It's the same as Plan B. It's zoomed in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I'll show you why Plan B was what it is, because it is actually different.
Okay.
So this is Plan A. So all it's taking away is the part that went to the government corrals and then adding it up so that everything went around the pavilion down to the bathrooms.
And is there a written description for each of these plans somewhere or no?
Written description meaning
like what you're describing right now,
not necessarily, because it's definitely something that
it was somewhere and we hadn't seen it.
No. Nope.
Okay.
No.
Nope. Thanks.
Not sure why I did that. Or no. It's too late, you guys. All right. So then Plan B. So I showed you that one first just because it's a great zoomed in. And this was something that was also talked about as well.
And is the zoomed in section of Plan A the same as the zoomed in section of
Plan A, B, and C? Actually, are all the same
at
around the pavilion. Yes, only because I feel like it's been talked about since that. Once that got brought up, you know, if we're going to make this an ADA pathway, why wouldn't you make it so that they have access down to the bathrooms and up to the pavilion? So every plan going forward includes that, because that seems to be the most important change that has been brought up. So Plan B actually just runs it. So around the pavilion and then through the parkway, goes down to the park and then ends at the park. So it just stops right here. It wouldn't actually put you onto the Highway 12 or out along Highway 12. It would just stop right here. This is something that has been talked about with, you know, with the business and they're being concerned about that. More I'm concerned that people are going to say something they regret later. Should just try to help them. So this is something that was talked about, but if we do this plan, it kind of eliminates the part that the town was trying to solve of the water drainage. And so if we're only running it out to here, yes, we're making an ADA pathway, which is great, and it's part of that, but then we're eliminating the part of trying to help down below by the businesses with the water drainage part. And so it's something that can definitely be done if it really is not wanted to go down to the businesses, but then we lose that whole portion of supporting the water drainage, especially in front of the Bird Trail Grill. And so by doing this part, definitely something doable, that if this is something that's wanted, just remembering that by taking off that part, it removes the drainage section.
It also saves money.
Of course it does. It saves lots of money, but we had the grant, and the grant is to support all the way down.
Yeah, looks good.
Yeah. Well, you might as well. I mean, if you have the free money and it was for that project, why would you shorten it that much if?
Yeah, but it also costs us.
I want to make sure just to keep your comments.
It would also lessen our responsibility of looking successful.
Yeah. It totally would. Yep. Okay. You are correct.
Because the percentage remains the same.
Correct. Yes. Yep. So it is. So it's still the 6.7, no matter the amount we use, over or below. Okay. Back to mine. Oh, is this because we're sharing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, Peg. That's because Peg now has it up. I see. Okay, and then plan C. So this is also one that got brought up.
So are you sharing this or Peg?
Good point.
You're not sharing anymore.
You stopped. Was Elizabeth your mm-hmm. Too much stuff to talk in here. Okay. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah. Mine doesn't agree to run the whole screen. So
that's way better. How do I get that? Mm-hmm. Okay, so plan C. So all the same things around the pavilion, runs down through the park, comes out onto Highway 12, runs down, and it's not the exact point, but the good reference is the fire hydrant at the Boulder Mountain Lodge. And this was talked about so that the cement pathway does not go down in front of the businesses at all. The thing about stopping in front of the fire hydrant is that it kind of put it in like a no man's land. So you were on this pathway, you're on your bike, and then you come out and it's actually funny. You're kind of down low and then you come up on top and then you're just there and it would throw you out onto the highway, or you'd have to stop and turn around. So this was one that the public had asked and brought up, you know, could it go that length, but then stop just before it goes in front of the businesses. So we can, but it does bring up quite a few safety issues of that. If you're gonna make this a pedestrian path for all access, you're thinking about people on bikes, scooters, and so you're just throwing them out onto the highway or just making them turn around in this funny spot where there really isn't room. And so this was the four main plans that we had heard from the public or from other council people going forward. And so just to really have those on the maps that you can actually see those is one of those. So does anyone have any questions about any of the plans? Do you have any comments about which ones you like more? I think this is the time to have that discussion if you feel more comfortable about it. So that
Jess and I went out and measured again today just to make sure all the way up and down the path, so.
Yeah, we did. And this is, so we went out today We started with Nicole outside of the Burr Trail Grill, measured, and I actually have a few of the pictures. They're just, I could not get them to come up. This laptop has different programs than the other desktop. And so I do have a few as we went out. So, and it's kind of funny, right? Like I was trying to show exactly how wide it is, because that's been something too. I think it's hard for people when we talk about it, you know, that's been brought up. So the tape measure is more than 8 feet only because I didn't want to stop it. This is at 8.5 feet. And so you can actually see the length. It is barely wider than what it currently is now. And so just to really give people that visual, like this is the part right on the highway, to see the pathway, you can actually see kind of the length that's in there. And we did go over quite a few of these spots. Like I said, we measured two places that looked like this. Oh, let me actually see. I'm going to do this for 1 second, just so that everyone, I don't know what exists in my email, but not everyone needs to see mine. Just for 1 second. We measured in front of the lodge.
Make sure you stop screen sharing too. So Zoom, if you don't want us to, you don't want Zoom to it either.
Thanks, Elizabeth. What would I do without you? The lodge. So they have kind of the tightest, well, there was questions about the tightest part, or, you know, is there actually 8 feet? And one of the biggest things is the sign. So the sign into the Boulder Mountain Lodge. Oh my gosh, of course they're going to be separate. Hang on. Hang tight.
Can I run to the restroom while you do that?
No, you may not.
Don't run.
So was the town the original first thing was to go all the way down in front of businesses? And town people have come to you and pointed out saying, you know, BC and whatever.
Yeah, they were suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Right. Things like, I mean, yeah. So instead of going down in front of the businesses, can you stop it? And you'll, like, this doesn't actually show the fire hydrant, but it's right up here. And so it was like, can we stop it before the businesses?
Yeah.
Or can we stop it at the end of the park so it doesn't actually run down? So it was just to really give a map. Because again, we're like, remember Conrad, don't you know where the fire hydrant is?
Yeah.
Remember where the edge of the park? So this, I was just trying to lay out the map of what has been said and been asked to show that. And so this is the part of the Boulder Mountain Lodge. And you can see, so I started the tape measure here. This is exactly 8 feet to this point. And it's kind of funny. It's right at the corner of the sign. Now, this is where this is. I mean, you can kind of see this is where the rocks align right here. And so if we needed even a foot extra coming out to here, this is the very beginning of their parking. And so it's not that cars are necessarily parked all the way back here. Even if they were, by taking a foot or two, you're still going to have plenty of parking. And we wanted to make sure that you could see where JD's car was so that you can also see, like, here's where the cars park up against the rock. She's not even all the way against. And there's all of this parking along here. Nothing. I'm still in the same picture. So this is, you can see the tape measure right here, the beginning of it. So it's actually, it's kind of at an angle. So, but this actually aligns with the rocks here. And then this is actually 8 feet. So right here, it's literally like right underneath their sign. So this is just with the 8 feet. There's actually, like I was saying, there's plenty of space here. There's so much space for parking and for the edge of the road as well. You can see Judy's car here. She's not even all the way up to the rocks. And then there's plenty of space here as well. So our biggest, you know, this is one of the spots was the sign, because that's a conversation that we've had with the lodge as well. If, you know, if it goes in, and did we have to move the sign? If we did, you know, and here's kind of showing that, if we went right off of this mark, started it there, we would either have to move it or move the trail out just like a foot or two this way, which this is the very beginning of the parking. Like as you come in park, you like pull up like this and then you start parking back here. You can actually see they have no parking signs. This is a no parking sign. And this is a no parking sign. So they actually say no parking, not until like starting back here. So we just wanted to show that part. Just like I said, it's just helpful to have the visuals. Miss Drain on display here.
She's pretty.
This is not the best one. We tried taking it from Nicole's and it was that. So I was like, as we took this, we're like, this does not actually give the best actual image of it, but there's plenty of room between the sign and where I'm standing, which is actually inside of the stop sign. So I'm going to go back to this one. Oh, I'm going to go back to this one more time, because we do just have like two more pictures and it's in front of the lodge. And again, I just think it's helpful for everyone to actually see that, right? It stopped.
It's hard when you don't have the green square around.
It's very hard. I'm like, how do I get what Elizabeth has?
It's your setting.
Do you have an upgraded version?
No, it's just the setting.
Okay. Going back in. Guys, too much. Look, it's all just pegboards and things.
So it's going to go down and then roll down to the bottom. Supposed to be wheelchair access.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then here's in front of the lodge, also just to make sure. So again, this tape measure is actually at 9 feet. Oh my gosh, one of the pictures back showed that it was at 9 feet, just so that we could really show how much space there actually is. You can see, you can't even see. 9 feet. Wanted to make sure you could actually see. So tape measure at 9 feet, there's it in front of the rocks. So all the way over, there's so much space between there. This was one of their tightest spots, and it's just because they have the utility boxes. So from utility box, this one actually marks right at, so the blue mark, you can't even see it. So this rock has a little bit of blue. Right here, this is the 8 foot mark. And this is the 9 foot mark. So you can see there's plenty of space along here to have the pathway go in and continue having an ample amount of space for parking along there as well.
Good.
So, yes. Okay. I think,
good job, Jess.
I think that's all I have for you all in my presentation.
So do we have any anything that happens?
Yeah, I have some. Thank you for doing all the work.
Yes.
I have a couple kind of.
No, don't, please.
You already used your allotment. She doesn't have an allotment. She hasn't even used hers yet.
I think it's a lot of information, and it took a lot to get. And so I think that we should, you know, it was a presentation, and so it's a lot to take in. And I know there was an intention to get it to us by Friday, but it didn't happen. And I understand all that, but just, it's a lot. So I want to make sure we have time to actually ask questions and discuss it.
Can I make sure just really fast too? Sorry, I don't mean to. So anything and everything that I talked about, none of it is new information. Every bit of this information is things that we have addressed previously. In other meetings, with a special meeting, it was just condensing it to literally put it on the document. And so these are all, none of this is new. And so all this is things that were, have been presented or talked about for the previous months, just this condensed version was today.
I just, it's a lot to take in all at one night. I think it's, we're on the right path of having work meetings to discuss this. I know I was the one that proposed it, and I still remember moving forward with this. It is such a large scale. I think it's really important that we keep having work meetings, and that we have community work meetings, and that we have groups that help us plan this. It's a lot. So I guess I had a couple questions that I'm still concerned or would like. Did we ever find a projected cost of maintenance and or projected cost for the insurance?
The insurance, yes, we talked about there was no change by putting in the pathway cement or asphalt. Because the pathway already exists, it's already something that's included in there. Changing the surface did not make it go up or down, or it didn't change it.
It won't change the premium at all.
No. And we actually
get that in writing from them?
No, because we don't have, I mean, we can. It's something, especially because as we went forward, so not only did we talk about that, but then I got to talk to, so our insurance is actually through Utah Trust. And then Utah Trust has a, what do we call these, like, he helps you not get into liability issues, you know, like, so don't put this light on the playground. And he's the one that I got to talk to that was like, you don't have to do snow removal. The town is not required to do snow removal, but you are required to put up the signs, you know, post the signs saying that this will not be plowed through the whole winter. And so I actually got to have a good conversation with him about things like that. It's a conversation that as we put the project in place, if we do, and if we know for sure it's concrete the whole way, we know for asphalt, to have him weigh in and help us on that. Right now, we don't have the exact details to ask him how to help going forward. The maintenance is actually the same as well. So there's certain costs, and we've talked about it with the engineers, just because they're my main resource right now, because we don't have anyone else. There is cost per se of, you know, every 2 to 3 years, you need to reseal the concrete, but that's not applicable if we go with asphalt. Okay. And so, no, as of right now, we do not have a detailed maintenance because we don't actually know the exact details of the project to be able to present that.
Well, I think as a town council moving forward, we should make sure to be fiscally responsible that we have some of those projected costs and numbers so they can be included in budget. And if the insurance and the premiums aren't going to change, I would think that it would be in the best interest of the town to have that in writing. So I know that we're saying that, so we have a path in town. I think we all can agree it's an existing path. Did we ever find the written agreement with UDOT for the easement of it? Or is that still an unknown thing? And does that affect the grant application?
So no, we have not found that part. What was the first?
We the started original... the process to make it an official existing path that was a easement with UDOT to use it.
Yeah.
And it was never signed by the town and never filed. And UDOT said they had no record of it.
Correct. And so
does that affect anything moving forward? And do we have that in writing from UDOT that they agree? Because these are things we need to make sure that we have done in our research.
Yes. So this is something, so when the conversation, this actually goes online, it's not the actual letter saying that they will, but.
I also am looking at you, but I'm directing the whole town council with my questions. I don't believe that you should be responsible.
Well, but I do. I am the one who knows most of it because I'm the one who. So I don't know if Gladys knows that answer. I do.
But I'm asking my questions, and my questions may not be able to be answered tonight. I just want to make sure they're not lost.
We do have the answer for that in a way. We do not have the official letter. But if you see in the letters and comments, so Monty Aldridge, he is the guy, he's over UDOT in this region, so the 4 region, and his letter of support, so this is part of that, was talking about.
Yeah, and I had not seen these letters until.
Correct, yes, because these are the ones that I just attached. So, yeah, so he's the one, and he even states, like, it's an appropriate use of the state right away. So, no, it is not the official letter saying, yes, we give permission to Boulder Town, but it is something that has been talked to with UDOT of it is something that we have the access to do, and they are supportive of the project going in on the UDOT. So
are they going to do the easement now? Because wouldn't we need an easement?
Yes, if we go forward with it, I mean, yes, it would have been nice if the town did follow through back in 2015, because that's when it should have been put in place. Yeah. And so, no, it's not necessarily that it's needed because how many years have we had it? And I mean, so it's not like we have to have it in. Yes, should we? Yes. And it's something that we can work on putting in place, but it's not something that was put on with the original pathway and should have been back then too. So no, so there's not an official letter because we haven't put it in. They will give us the letter when we decide to.
Other people can ask their questions. I still have a few, but I don't want to keep talking to other people. So the projection of, like, based on public feedback, we came up with, we have the original that was in the application, then you have a plan A, B, C. Have those been, an engineer looked at those? Do you need anything? What are the steps to go from the engineered proposal that was included in the original application to the next step? Is that something that an engineer works with the town on, or is that something that a project manager does? Where does that come into play, and at what point do you make that decision with that professional recommendation? I don't know what I'm saying, but that's the idea.
The first step is going before the joint committee. So there's no reason spending the time or the money to get an engineer to actually like project it out if the joint committee is going to say yes or no to it immediately. And so that was Chris Potter's, is that you need to take it to the joint committee.
And that the next available joint committee would be a February.
Yes.
So yes. The next step would be taking some kind of thing in February and saying, if we want to tweak this, this is what we do. So we have quite a bit of time to work in public, you know, in work meetings and to get to that point.
Correct, you do. And then, but the biggest thing is just remembering that because we ask for it doesn't mean it's going to be given.
Yeah.
So they can say no to any and all of it from that point.
Yeah, yeah. They need to make that real clear.
Yeah, yeah. So we can make as many changes as we want and then go. And if they say no.
Well, they could say, yes, they can make those changes, or yes, you can with a reapplication or start over from scratch.
Totally. Yep.
Yeah. And just for people that missed that, he did explain that well in that July whatever meeting. I don't remember the date, but I think it was in October. It was brought up in our regular meeting that the application of fraud, did that ever get followed up, and what did that look like, and where are we with that?
Yes. Okay. So I can speak on behalf of that. I mean, it would probably be nice to have Michael officially speak on behalf of that. So know that this is like verbatim of, you know, or not verbatim of a conversation that I had. So someone who goes and applies for a grant in Salt Lake has an entire grant committee. They go and search for grants. There's more than one person usually who this is literally their job. And so you're going to talk about it. You're going to have this in smaller communities. You don't have a person sitting here looking at grants being like, oh, this is something that the town could do. And so it's something that we talked to. I mean, I talked to a few of the other towns, kind of this process. It was brought up with Michael. And the biggest thing is that Jimmy went and presented an application to the Highway Joint Committee. This application is something that still today can say yes or no to. Actually, the council still has not said yes or no. And so he didn't go on behalf of the town and get something and then tie us into the contract. It was actually something that was talked about between Jimmy, Judy, the engineers. This is not locking us in. All he did was present it to the joint committee. The joint committee, even at that point, can say yes or no, just like we can, and they're aware of that. And there's a big time period of doing that. And so saying that he committed fraud is, he's, as a council member, you are able to go forward and apply for a grant without asking the permission of the entire council if it's something that the mayor, and the mayor has every ability to do that herself as well. And so, no, there was no fraud committed on the legal standpoint. It is the way that it is, especially because there has still not been a decision made today. No. If Jimmy had gone up, he'd asked for the money, they said yes, and he said, let's sign now, then yes, that would be a much different story. But he brought it back to the council, and bringing it back to the council and presenting it, the timeline, all of it adds, you know, none of that is actually fraud. So anyways, it's a big conversation that we had with Michael, and we did look into it. And that was the,
I do think it is in the best interest of us at the town council to have Michael put something in writing and have that presented and make it public, especially because at least from my understanding of both. Yeah. Loretta is pointing to the part that says the town is fortunate that UDOT is funding the town to do their own required maintenance of the path. Right. My understanding of when it got brought up and the people that have contacted me since was not actually anything about Judy. It was that Judy signed something and committed us to the whatever, I'm not even going to remember, 6.77%. And so I just think that it is our due diligence to make sure that that is properly recorded, either following up with it one way or the other. And if our town attorney is advising us on something, I think it's important that we all see that in writing from the town attorney, as well as the public seeing that, would be my recommendation to us.
And I want to make sure that
I have an agreement on it one way or the other. I just want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence.
And I want to make sure that's not just the Jimmy part. The part was that she did not sign us up into anything contractually. Yeah. It was just asking for the grant. And so again, she had the every right to
We need to,
and that's one of the
things that
I made sure.
Yeah.
When we did this thing, we talked about that. So that we were not committed to anything.
Those are the things I have in this form.
If you were asked about UDOT, and UDOT has given us money to keep that pathway up, why would they give us the money if they weren't already allowing us to continue to use that pathway?
Yeah, I just all I want to make sure is that we're doing our due diligence and that at this point and moving forward, if all of a sudden UDOT's like, oh, you signed in this commitment, but you actually don't have an easement, then we need to make sure that we do the steps that need to be happening in the correct order and that we're talking about it and not letting things fall through cracks.
Yep.
I'm not saying that the easement is necessary. And I don't even know what it's like if there's like after so many years of use, if it's just like granted. I don't know any of that. And you know, I'm not the one that's gonna do that homework, but we as a town should do that homework.
You're not volunteering?
No. I still think that we should get a committee and get a whole group of people and use our resources and volunteers to present information and it frequent and transparent and then, you know, make informed decisions as a town council.
Yes, is an estimate what it would cost to reseal a concrete.
Mm-hmm. I can get you a broad estimate.
Because it's going to change from time to time.
And we don't know how big the project is. Right. So an estimate's going to be different if it's only around the park, if it's like the way down.
A certain amount of land, based on
$300 to $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah.
Is this something that you want before December? Like, is this maintenance part going to make it so that you know that you want to say yes?
Take your money. The amount of money of your grant. Now go out and measure the length and the width of that sidewalk.
Okay.
They'll tell you how many square feet you got. Now take those square footages and divide it into the money.
Mm-hmm.
And find out. That'll tell you how much money it's costing per square foot.
All I'm hearing is that you're volunteering to do it. Yeah.
Just
to refill
thing. We're on our
every 3 years you gotta refill.
Do you know anything about resealing?
Nope. Not for every 3 years. It's not expensive. There's a lot of good products you can use. You can buy over there at Escalante Home Center. Just walk along and spray it, you know.
Okay. So it's something we can do ourselves.
You don't want anything that's gonna harden and then crack and turn yellow and all the other different things those do.
Okay.
Thompson's water sealer was always a good one.
Okay.
We personally used diesel. We used diesel.
Maybe Gladys would give you a discount though.
Yeah. Diesel was good. Really sealed that up.
So basically when you're resealing it, you're just put something on it to keep the moisture out of it.
Correct. You're contaminants, you know, whatever else it gives. Okay. Yeah.
Questions, comments, concerns. What's your favorite color? Chiefs.
So in the December regular meeting, this will be on the agenda as some discussion, follow-up, anything that needs to be, and then a proposed vote. What is the intention of the proposed vote to get it down to a yes with changes, no, or the specific with changes, at least at the proposal. What is the intent of the next step?
The way I see it, we're going to have to vote yes or no to go along with it. Number one, that will have to be the first thing that we do.
And then to choose A, B, or C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so with that, so basically, are we wanting to continue down a path to continue to research to see what our options are to eventually present something to the Joint Highway Committee either in February or September of the following year to commit to, because those are the last two opportunities we have to make any changes. So all it is it's a vote to say we're continuing to explore options, because all the way up until that October 2024, we're not committed, correct? That is my understanding from both all of this and previous meetings.
Correct.
So the intention behind having something on the agenda in December is, do we continue to explore options and the possibility of using funding that we were granted when we applied in February. Thank you. I just want to make sure.
Well, I mean, we can try and see if there's some other plan that you want, but as far as that I've seen so far, we have to stay within the money perimeters, bottom line, no matter what we do. So they're really, we're really kind of stuck with what we really can do to stay in those perimeters. I mean, as far as adding anything else,
so
we could take it off.
At the point that we go to the Joint Highway Committee and either accept it with modifications or say no, right? That's the point that a vote is really substantial or necessary, right? All the other ones is, do we keep working as a community and as a town council to get to that point? And well, they're just little votes to get
into putting in a lot of work if we're going to vote no. We've got to actually decide yes.
And
or
then
no.
If we vote no, and it's then, immediately contacting the Joint Highway, but they won't review it until done. February.
Yeah.
That's, I just want to make sure I understand.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Because that's at the point. I mean, if everyone on the council, or not everyone, if it's going to be put up and it says no, then great, and let's stop having the conversations and stop spending the time, the effort, and the money. And so then if it's a yes, then we can move forward, and if it's with
committal.
Changes or no.
This is committal in December. It's your move forward, baby.
We're going to spend the time.
Get out of the way. Let's go.
I just want to make sure I know what's going on.
But,
are we done?
And if you want to, and for anyone else, just, I mean, there is more information that was given tonight. You know, it is the things, but it is all in the past agendas or in that spot that I tried putting online as well. So, you know.
I think starting the meetings too, I know it's more time on all of us, but making sure people know how to access information. I know that we keep talking about how there might be better ways to run our website and better ways to do all this. But right now, this is the system we have. And the more we can teach everyone how to find things that are posted, it's beneficial for all of us, town council and the public. So I like that I know that you thought you had it pulled up and it wasn't ideal for you. I think showing people how to get there is helpful.
You can't keep changing this bit up here, because it's like buying a new TV. I just get used to the damn thing, and I buy it, and now I've got a whole bunch of new ones, all got the stuff. It takes 6 months to learn it.
Hey, but Conrad, like, we've already actually talked about it in the past meetings. It's going to change.
Yeah. Fine.
Okay. Just get prepared now.
Fine.
I'll walk you through the new system.
You and I are almost out of here.
It's like, have the little guy.
Yeah, that long-standing man down there, you know.
Have that little guy talk to you. Push this button to access this.
We will definitely we'll make a show.
If there are no more questions from the council, we will adjourn.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely talked,
but I know everyone else helped. So thank you.
Everyone did help.
I've